This goes to Dr. Kisong Dial, KISSOUNDIAL, fax 989-775-4680, regarding Victoria. Ann, or A is the middle initial, A, Cantu, C-A-N like November, T-U. Her date of birth, 10-13-1981. Dear Dr. Kisong Dial, this is a consultation for Ms. Cantu, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which are fluctuating for several years. She does have a long history of type 1 diabetes. She was diagnosed at age 17, and she admits that she was not very good at taking care of uncontrolling the blood sugars. She was trying to ignore it and live as if she didn't have it. And she used to be a very heavy alcohol consumer, and she has subsequently stopped drinking alcohol. But she does suffer from chronic recurrent pancreatitis with intermittent bouts of diarrhea. And she's had kidney stones at least 3 times in her life, and the earliest age was in her early 20s. And then again, the most recent one, and 2 of them passed, the first 2 passed, but the third kidney stone was in 2021 and required stent placement in order to pass. And she saw Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E, in Midland for procedures of stent placement and removal for cystoscopy. Currently today, she's feeling well. Blood sugars do fluctuate very highly, and she is working with her endocrinologist to get an insulin pump, hopefully for better control. She does have a 24-hour glucose monitor in place also. She is feeling well today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood or melena. No chest pain or palpitations, no recent falls, no dizziness. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, but she has had a history of recurrent UTIs and even admissions for pyelonephritis. She has not neuropathic pain and numbness of the lower extremities and diabetic retinopathy also. Past surgical history, she's had type 1 diabetes since she was 17. She has coronary artery disease, chronic pancreatitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of kidney stones, hyperlipidemia, low back pain that is chronic, depression with anxiety, diabetic retinopathy, diabetic neuropathy, history of recurrent UTIs and pyelonephritis, and she's actually had 1 UTI and also one UTI in May and pyelonephritis with admission in March of this year. And she's had a right leg DVT roughly 14 years ago, no pulmonary embolism to her knowledge. Past surgical history, she's had a cardiac catheterization with stent placement in 2022, multiple colonoscopies. She's had placement of ear tubes as a child. She's starting to have trouble with hearing again, and she's going to see ear, nose, and throat specialist again soon. She had the right ureteral stent placement and removal in 2021 for kidney stone. Social history, she's quit smoking cigarettes about 1 month ago, but she does vape at this point, V-A-P-E. She does not use alcohol currently. She quit, but she does use marijuana regularly. She denies any other drug use, and the patient does not work. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, diabetes, thyroid disease, hypertension, asthma, and substance abuse. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Tylenol. Augmentin with Prevacid is Augmentin and Prevacid together as a combination. Cephalexin, codeine, Benadryl, moxifloxacin, M-O-X-I-F-L-O-X-A-C-I-N, and Bactrim. Medications, she takes Tylenol, 650 milligram every 6 hours as needed for pain. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Fenofibrate is 48 milligram daily. Preventil HFA inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed for wheezing, cough, chest tightness. Farxiga, Farxiga, 5 milligram daily, and that replaces the Jardiance, 10 milligram daily, that was causing a lot of dizziness and headaches, nausea. You know, so far, she's not having side effects with the Farxiga. Bisoprolol, 5 milligram daily. Zenpep, Z-E-N, like November, P-E-P, 5,000/24,000 units, one with each meal, pancreatic enzyme. Lantus is 12 units in the morning and 22 units in the evening. And Lispro, L-I-S-P-R-O, regular insulin with meals per sliding scale. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight 149 pounds, pulse is 97, blood pressure is 106 over 72. Tympanic membranes on the right is clear. On the left, there is an air fluid bubble and some scarring noted. Pharynx is clear. Midline uvula, no obstruction. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No masses or enlarged liver or spleen. Bowel sounds normal times 4 quadrants. Extremities, there's no edema. Pulses are 2+ bilaterally. She has decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. Capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds. Toes are warm. No discoloration. No ulcerations are noted. In labs, most recent lab studies were done May 27th of 2025. Her creatinine was 1.76, and estimated GFR was 36. August 8th of 24, creatinine was 1.43 and GFR 47. August 4th of 24, creatinine 1.8, GFR 36. June 24th of 24, creatinine 1.34, GFR 51. And June 25th of 24, creatinine 1.5, GFR 44. Back to 5/27/25, her calcium 9.3. Glucose 365, sodium 135, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 27, albumin is 3.2, alkaline phosphatase 160, AST 43, ALT is 138. Hemoglobin is 11.9 with normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. Urinalysis was done August 28th of 24, looked like a trace of blood and 300-plus protein. And assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, secondary to multiple medical problems, long history of type 1 diabetes, uncontrolled glucose with uncontrolled glucose levels. 2, arteriosclerotic heart disease, having a stent placement in 2022, a history of kidney stones 3 times, she may have possible urinary retention due to complications of type 1 diabetes also. She has chronic exocrine pancreatic insufficiency also with the chronic pancreatitis requiring the pancreatic enzymes, which do help to some point. We are going to get the discharge summary, stress test, and echocardiogram that was done when she was hospitalized in May of this year for pancreatitis in Sparrow in Lansing. Also, we'd like to find out what type of kidney stone was retrieved, if Dr. Witzke was able to get kidney stone when she placed the stent or removed it in 2021. We'd also like to get the kidney and bladder ultrasound report from that time. If nothing is available for kidney and bladder ultrasound, we may be rescheduling or repeating one of those to look for urinary retention. We're going to ask her to get monthly labs, and the first set of labs will have iron studies on them. We'll check a parathyroid hormone. We're going to repeat the urinalysis with microscopic, and we want renal panel, CBC, and that will be done monthly, the renal panel and CBC. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.